actually what happens with them is like they were on their hunting trips, you know. Yeah. Actually, they were caught on the wrong side because it was a protected area. So that's why they were caught there.
Reverend Sibanda, I'll come here to you. What's your view as we look at this issue?
We have a scenario where our society, or our educated society, 21st century society, thinks that these spiritual things do not exist. I think the first point of agreement I've got with Sekuru Sibanda is that these things exist. There is witchcraft. This is the reality. There is a spiritual world and there is a natural world. And most of the things that we see happening on the natural world, which include even things like sicknesses and death, could actually be traced to witchcraft, could be traced to the spiritual world. But where probably we'll differ with Sekuru is that our point of view as Christians is we see both Zenata and the witches as operating from the same spirit.
Sekuru Sibanda, your response to that, would you say that there's a difference when we look at the religious side of this issue?
All right. On the spiritual side, the existence of these witches are there. Yes, they exist in the spiritual world. But even to these religious people also, they've got witches. Because actually these people, they will be in form of a trance. That is, they will be possessed. Actually not knowing of which they appear as if they are not knowing, but actually they can even drive a long way. As far as we are being told that they were from, as far as Gokwe, you see, well, they were caught in Budiriro there. So they were on their hunting trip, you understand, of which existence of these witches is there, members of Zenata. We understand it. Me, I am the Secretary of Education and Council. So we want to educate people that there is existence of these witches.
I'll come to you, Reverend Sibanda.
Yes.
When we look at this issue, how are we able to marry even the religious and traditional views, but also the modern and traditional views?
I think that we need to have a debate and dialogue and conversations around how do we get the legal side of things and what we believe from a religious and spiritual point of view. But also, I believe that there need to be dialogue. I think that the church needs to engage with the Zimbabwean community at large about how do we deal with this issue of witchcraft as a church without necessarily raising up the issue in terms of causing conflict within communities, because a lot of people will suspect other people of witchcraft, which you cannot prove at the end of the day. I think that my own analysis is that we'll need to focus our communities beyond witchcraft. You know, the fact that we are still practicing witchcraft, now we are living in 2013, but we still talk about witchcraft, we still believe all these things, also shows that our community has not been as literate as we'd like it to be.
Sekuru Sibanda, how can we better understand this issues that come up when we speak of witchcraft?
You know, we need to revise this witchcraft profession. Actually, because there is evidence there. And you understand, it's found within us, especially we blacks, actually, whereby people, we've got witches who are spiritual. We have got two different types of witches. We have got daylight witches, you understand? And we have got some other spiritual witches. They use mutis. Like, it's satanic, actually. Yes, you understand? In our own side, as members of traditional healers, we have got such kind of things. There is an existence. We as Zenata, we know we have got that challenge.